Hi, my name is Sean Hill. I'm the Executive Director of Valley Advocates for Responsible Development and a fifth-generation Teton Valley resident. Over the next 5 weeks, Valley Advocates is going to release a series of articles and podcasts called Teton Valley, Lots of Lots. In the Lots of Lots series, I'll detail proposed changes to Teton County ordinances and how it affects real estate development in Teton Valley. Our intent is to work with Teton County and the Teton Valley community to come up with the best solutions possible. After this introduction, our next piece will delve into the issue of building rights on illegitimate lots. After that, we'll discuss small subdivisions and the Teton County Commissioner's desire to fast-track them. In our fourth installment, we'll talk about development agreements and whether or not Teton County should grant extensions to expired development agreements. Then, in our fifth and final installment, we'll wrap it all up and talk about how these seemingly arcane yet incredibly important issues affect the future of Teton Valley. For this first introductory installment, I'll say it again. Teton County has lots of lots, vacant lots that is, over 8,000 to be exact. Most of these lots are vacant, and though the real estate market has recovered, many of these lots are located in unfinished subdivisions that have gone bankrupt or are not desirable. Teton County has so many lots that if current building rates continue, there will be enough lots to supply us for 52 years. But even though these vacant lots exist, do we want them all to be built upon? Not if we want to protect Teton Valley's rural character. So, what can we do about it? Well, the Teton County Commissioners have directed county staff to do three things that could increase or decrease the number of lots in Teton Valley. And to start, we should make sure that we don't add tons of more lots to the tons of lots we already have. Here's what the commissioners want to do. Number one, many people unknowingly bought illegal lots between 1994 and 2014. Since these lots were created improperly, the county will not issue building permits. As such, the county commission wants to find a way to give people the right to build on these lots. If this happens, this means that even more vacant lots will be added in Teton Valley and possibly in places that are environmentally sensitive. Number two, the Teton County Commissioners have directed staff to come up with a fast-track subdivision process for small subdivisions of four lots or less. This could make it easier for developers to create more subdivisions and thus create more lots. Number three, the Teton County Commissioners have directed staff to reinstate expired development agreements for existing subdivisions. A development agreement is a contract between a developer and the county, whereby the developer is required to build roads and other infrastructure within a subdivision by a certain time frame. If developers don't meet their end of the deal, then in theory, the county takes away their subdivision approval. When developers default on development agreements, that gives the county the leverage to negotiate with the developer to reduce the number of lots. However, the county commissioners want to explore ways to make it easier for developers to renew their contracts. In other words, the county wants to decrease the leverage it already has over developers who broke their promises. In the coming weeks, we're going to explain Valley Advocates' position on each issue. Our position on each issue has a single purpose. Let's make it so Teton Valley doesn't always have lots of lots, so Teton Valley doesn't become overbuilt, and so that Teton Valley doesn't lose its special character forever.